Why do we come into the world?
We don't mind you having that, but we rented this stuff out all the way through here.
I was here last year, and the police said this is all a free speech zone.
Okay, so...
Could you confirm with the police officer, and if this is not a free speech zone, we'll leave, but I believe it's a free speech zone. Could you ask an officer?
I already did.
Thank you.
We already rented it out, so...
Have him tell me. Have him tell me. Thank you, sir. We believe this is a free speech zone, so we're just walking through on the sidewalk. This is a public street. The whole park here, I don't believe they have the park rented out. And why do we come and street preach? We come and street preach to warn our neighbor. We come to tell you about the goodness of God, that Jesus shed his blood, that you cannot come to eternal life outside of faith and repentance in Jesus Christ. And that if you're willing to lose your life, if you're willing to come and follow him, if you're willing to test all ways, if you're willing to surrender your life, you can find eternal life in Jesus Christ. Are you willing to do that today, neighbor? Are you willing to embrace the glorious gospel that Christ has given to us? Faith and repentance and being born again into holiness and obedience, enduring in the faith. Have you become a new creation? Or are you living after the lust of the eyes, the pride of life? Test yourself to the word of God. Judgment is coming. The goodness of God is available to all that will run to Christ. Glory to God today. Lifting up the gospel. Loving our neighbor. Sharing the only path to eternal life. Holy is the Lamb of God. He's so worthy to be praised. If you're living for the ways of the world, folks, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Why are you living for your flesh? Why are you living for Satan's kingdom? There's two kingdoms, neighbor. There's a kingdom of God in Christ, and there's a kingdom of God in spirit and truth. We love our neighbor enough to tell you the truth. We don't want you to lose your soul in worldliness. Hey, let me know if I can help you. And that looks delicious.
Hey, I got my Bible, baby.
Here's what you got to do, though. Ready? The Bible says you got to repent by the shed blood of Jesus and come out of the world. And the churches are lying, telling everybody that you can live like the world, live like the churches. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me.
Oh, yeah.
And if your whole life hasn't conformed, if you live, act, talk, dress, spend your time, entertain like the world,
right,
you're not a sheep of God.
Oh, no.
Test yourself on our website. Email me. I'd love to encourage
you. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Love that.
Gospel, good news. Jesus Christ makes the only way to eternal life. I followed up what you gave that guy. He's like, yeah, man, I got a Bible. And I talked and followed up with him.
Okay,
that was good. Holy is the Lamb of God. He's so worthy to be praised and lifted up today. Do you folks know the path to eternal life? We'll walk down the sidewalk. You go ahead.
Can you do yourself a video with me? Wait.
Go ahead. Do you know the path to eternal life? We make audios and videos to put them up on the internet and to bless people and warn them. So why do we come into the world and preach the gospel? Well, Jesus said, go, preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything he commanded, Matthew 28:20. And a lot of times we hear a bunch of platitudes. Oh, why do you use an amplifier? Well, the Bible says lift up your voice. There's amplifiers all over this place with music and sports and all types of things. And I find it so hypocritical when people say, don't use an amp to proclaim Jesus. You use them at your movies. You use them at your sporting events. Your pastors, false pastors, use them. Everybody uses amplifiers until you proclaim Jesus. But Jesus Christ is so glorious. He's so worthy to lift up. And so why do we go into the streets and why do we preach the gospel? Well, we go in the streets and preach the gospel because the world is dying and lost. Without Christ, did you know you're going to lose your soul? The world is dying and lost, and you need...
Can't we just have fun?
Where does the Bible tell you to have fun? It says to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, sir. The Bible doesn't say have fun. You're a worldly man loving the NFL. That's an enemy of God. I have to tell you, you're a worldly man loving the things of the world. The NFL is of the world. Sports, politics, entertainment is of the world. You can't love the world and love the things of God. The Bible calls you out of the world to lose your life for the cause of Jesus Christ. There won't be any mockery on Judgment Day. There's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You have a limited time to come to the Savior. You have a limited time to bend your knee. One day it will be bent with a rod. And we know all about this because we used to be here. About 16 years ago, I would be at this place partying and drinking and carousing. That was us 16 years ago. Guess what happened? Oh, we decided to stop drinking because it's better for your health. Nope. The Holy Spirit convicted us and told us that sin and worldliness and drunkenness and our own rebellion, it's rebellion against God to live your own way. But the Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. Your way leads to death. We don't want your way to lead to death. We want your way to lead to life and life eternal. But how do you get that life and life eternal? What path do you follow? What road are you on? The Bible warns about a very narrow road that very few are going to find. Are you on the narrow road? Ma'am, if you're here loving the things of the world, you're on the broad road. If you live, act, talk, and dress like the world, you're on the broad road. Jesus calls his sheep out of the world. You can't be of the world and claim the Savior that came into the world to call people to himself. Test yourself to the biblical gospel. You have a limited amount of time to follow Christ and be made new and be transformed. If you live in worldliness and carnality and sin, you have no hope of eternal life to come, folks. You got to turn and you got to repent. And you got to come out of every false way. And you got to walk in the Spirit. There's nothing about the pineapple drop event that is spiritual. This is a carnal, fleshly event that leads to the wrath of God. We don't want you to fall into the wrath of God. It is the precious blood of Jesus that was shed, beaten, battered, bloodied, bruised. And he rose again to defeat death and all those that will place their faith in him. All those that will turn and repent and seek the kingdom of God have a chance to find eternal life in the righteousness of Christ. But it's not just a head knowledge. Even Satan believes and trembles. You got to turn and obey and follow. You're not following Jesus to the pineapple drop in Sarasota. You're not following Jesus as you live in pride and vanity and fashion. You're not following Jesus as you follow your flesh into alcohol and food and gluttony and prideful living. I used to be there. I know it. I had to repent and come out of it. I had to be transformed by the renewing of my mind. How did I do that? By the Holy Spirit of God, by the Word of God, by the ways of God. And unless you repent, you have no hope. Religious thought and your own ways won't save you, young man. Only Jesus Christ can make the narrow way for you. But it's few there be that find it, a puny number. Broad is the road to destruction. Narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. We're loving our neighbor and we're just asking you, have you pondered your fate? Do you realize what's coming for you? Judgment. Do you realize that by living your life, you're trampling the goodness of God? Living it like the world, you're trampling the goodness of God.
Like the gospel card, how Christ made the narrow way, must repent, lest you fall.
By living the way you want. By living in your flesh. By following the culture. By following churchianity in the buildings on Sunday. We just stood outside a church. They don't teach you the truth. They're compromised and they're just like the world, except on Sunday morning. That's hypocrisy that will not stand before a holy God. We teach on our website all kinds of articles for free. Don'tperish.com, followgospel.com. Why? Because we love our neighbor and you're headed for destruction, but you can find eternal life. You can change directions and change course. The pastors and the priests are lying to you. They're hirelings and they're ministers of righteousness. They're Satan's workers. Today, I stood out at a Baptist church. The pastor wouldn't come out with his Bible. He sent a hired gunman out, guy with a gun on. That's who he sent out to talk to me, not the pastor with his Bible. These are the kind of Revelation 21:8 cowards that have helped America into the swill and the gutter of morality. America is Sodom and Gomorrah. America is set for the judgment of God. Not God bless America. Judgment is coming to America and the world. And unless you repent, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Christ made the narrow way. Broad is the road to destruction. Why are you living for your flesh? Why are you living for the culture? Jesus is coming to destroy it all. He promised he would come back. The Bible says he will return as he left, in the clouds. He'll return and set his feet on the Mount of Olives. The Bible is accurate. It predicted the plight of Israel 2,000 years ago. The Bible is true and accurate, and you're headed for the road to destruction, neighbor. And so we just love you enough to point the way, to call you out of your sin, to call you out of your worldliness, to call you out of every false way. A new year is coming. Your life is but a vapor. Here today, gone tomorrow. Turn and repent, sir. You only have a limited amount of time. Otherwise, you're going to lose your soul. Your life is but a vapor. Here for a short time. The Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. Yeah. Your life leads to death, neighbor. Mine did until I repented and surrendered and gave my will over to God's will. I gave my life over to God's will, and now I'm a changed creation. Let me know I can help you, sir. I'm a changed creation by the Spirit of God, not man-made religion, not my own works and ways, although the Bible says we will have works of holiness and righteousness. But I would ask you today, neighbor, as we preach at this pineapple drop, and we'll be preaching for a few hours, limited time, then we get out of here before the alcohol and the partying flows. Nothing good comes of that. But God blesses us to come and do this. I would ask you, have you pondered and taken stock of your life? If you died today, ask yourself, neighbors, if you died today, when you stand before a holy God, what are you going to say to this holy God? I live my own life. There'll be no mockers on Judgment Day. You're going to be on your face. You'll be broken by the power, the light, and the presence of God on Judgment Day. Now is your time to repent. Now is your time to turn. Now is your time to seek after Christ and be cleansed. Now is the time to embrace what Christ has done. And if you don't embrace it, and if you live for your own flesh and your own ways, what will be the result? The result will be separation from a holy God. We don't want that for our neighbors.